Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. I work over in the fraud division. May I have your first and your last name?
Dan Burney.
Okay, thank you. Verify your shipping address.
7 Solitaire Lane, Elisa Viejo, 92656. That's in California.
Okay, thank you. And your email address?
I don't know what you have on there because I have no idea what this is.
Oh, we're just trying to see if the email address that we have on file matches the email address that you would have used.
Well, you might have my wife's, which is Gina Burney at Cox.net.
Gina Burney. Okay, we have Gina Burney at ATT.net.
Yep, that's it. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. And we have a phone number on this account, which is 949-212-0531.
Yes.
Okay. So this account here was opened back July the 3rd. It indicates that a sweepstake offer was taken for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Do you know if you or your wife ever took a sweepstake offer for a Dyson?
No. We own 2 of them already, and we would have never done this.
Okay, so someone did that sweepstake offer for that Dyson vacuum cleaner back in July the 3rd, and they also caused your account to get charges of $39.85, which goes along with the sweepstake offer. It goes to a meal balance, and so which is an app that you download, provides you with healthier ways to eat and healthier recipes. Now, since you're stating that you nor your wife did this sweepstake offer, we do take the IP address that's associated on this account. We do turn it over to your local police department. They're the ones that will run their IP address through the system. Let us know who's the owner of the IP address attached to this account, along with the time and the location the customer was in when the sweepstake offer was first initially taken back in July. We also prosecute whomever opened up this account in your wife's name. We also prosecute anyone for doing a fraudulent claim as well. Have you checked just to make sure that no one in the household could have opened up this sweepstake offer?
Yeah, because it's just my wife and I.
Okay, so if you like, we can do the fraud investigation. And now, I understand that this account has been charged since July, but we only go back 3 months, so I can do the investigation, but only refund February, January, and December, $39.85 charges.
Why is that?
Because we only go back 3 months. We have a policy 3 months of only the amount of refunds that we're able to issue on these accounts.
So I always try to let people who are directly involved in whatever try to get this rectified on a amicable level. That's not amicable to me because all these were never authorized, never used. So my next step, if that is your hard line, is to go to my credit card company and have the entire amount questioned as fraudulent. So that means all of it.
So that's what you're going to have to do because we only go back 3 months.
How do I get a hold of you? Are you a service? Are you third party service for these guys, or are you actually part of whatever company this is?
That's correct. We're a third party call center. We're the ones that do all the customer service for the company that has the sweepstake offers.
How can I get a hold of you?
When you can call back this exact same number, you can have them to send you over to me. I don't have a direct phone number.
I don't even have a phone number. I call the 855-979-1388 number.
Okay, yes, sir. That's the number you would call back.
Okay. Okay.
All right, yes, sir. So I refunded those 3 months back to you, and they'll go back within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy your day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
bad. I don't know. I think it could have been the cocktails or something.